Sorry.
Welcome to a new to you episode of Satellite Sisters. This is Liz. And you know, not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation can. Today's show is from November 27th, 2011. So that's exactly 5 years ago. It's Julie and I on the Sunday after Thanksgiving talking about Mars, holidays, and Edna's theory of resting appliances. So we hope you will enjoy this and that you've had a great holiday and a kickoff to the whole extended holiday season. We did want to remind you that a number of our sponsors have special deals for you. Instead of reading through all of them again on today's show, we took you through them on Tuesday's show. They are posted at our website at satellitesisters.com. So if you go to satellitesisters.com and find the blog post for this show, you will see the promo codes and URLs you need to use for special deals from Harry's Shave Kit, Glossier Makeup, Away Luggage, Eloquii Fashions for Women, and Primary Clothes for Kids. On the show on Tuesday, Julie forward promoted the fact that on her holiday card, all of her grandchildren are wearing clothes that she ordered from Primary. Anyway, you can check those all out at satellitesisters.com. It's really helpful to us when you make the most of these offers that we get from our sponsors. So here you go, the latest new to you episode from Satellite Sisters.
Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It's kind of a spotty attendance here today, but solid, I would say. It's just me and my sister, Julie. Julie, happy Thanksgiving weekend. How are things in Big D?
Hi, Liz. Well, they're great. And today is my first day that I am trying to go pie free since Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Can I go a whole day without like eating pie, particularly the pumpkin ginger snap pie that my daughter-in-law made? That's just so delicious. I've really been on a pie kick lately.
Well, you can't be expected not to eat it if it's still in the house. You know, if there's still some left, you either have to eat it or throw it away, right? But
I think that's
but coexisting with pie, it's too challenging. You can't be expected to just resist. It's what the behavioral therapists in my group at UCLA call environmental control. You have to exercise as much environmental control as you can, which means not having it in the house at all. So,
okay, Liz, I think I'm going to have to take some action after this podcast. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving too.
I did. It was very nice. We had a fantastic time at Leanne's in Pasadena. So our sister Leanne hosted me, Sheila, our parents, my brother Brendan, and his wife and kids, and her in-laws. And it was delightful, delicious in every way. People brought all kinds of stuff. I brought the green beans that I talked about last week on the show that I had tested, Giada's spicy green beans. All the way around, really good. It's funny, though, I hadn't told you about this, that the Monday of this week, I had my physical. And, you know, I had been kind of gearing up for that, my annual physical, and I purposely scheduled it right before Thanksgiving so that I could kind of relax on Thanksgiving. And I passed my physical, flying colors.
Good work, Liz.
Yeah, no problem, except for my doctor did call me the next day to discuss my cholesterol. And we had this lengthy conversation about strategy because I'm one of those people that has super high HDL, which is the healthy cholesterol, right? Super high good cholesterol and super excellent triglyceride scores. But I also, my LDL, which Dr. Oz calls the lousy cholesterol, that's starting to creep up a little bit. So she was concerned. Mm-hmm. So we had a discussion about that. And this was Wednesday, I guess, on the phone. We talked about that and figured out what my course of action would be. I really don't want to start taking any statins or anything yet if I don't have to. So she gave me time to like fix it on my own. But then at the very end of the conversation, she said, nothing we just talked about has to begin tomorrow. So I was like, thank you very much, Dr. Skinner.
That is a doctor that lives in the real world, Liz.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, so I'm going to have to buckle down on some of the, I don't know, animal fat, whatever.
I know, Liz. I know. Well, as I get, I have to buckle down on the pie. So you have to look around at the environmental factors in your house first. Start there, Liz. Start with the easy stuff.
Okay, but I really actually wanted to start today's show by just unilaterally naming a satellite sister of the week.
We haven't done that in a while.
Who's
our winner this week, Liz?
Our lucky winner who has earned it. Boy, has she earned it. A longtime Satellite Sisters listener and also someone that we see on Facebook and on Twitter. I think she's part of the Satellite Sisters group on Facebook too. But her name is Leslie Maxfield, and she has been a supporter of the show for a very long time. But she also works at Caltech on the Mars Rover program here at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California.
That's and very impressive, isn't it?
It's very impressive that someone you actually feel like you know is like on the inside of anything that involves going to Mars, you know, figuring out how to get to Mars, figuring out what you do when you get there,
Need on Mars. Yeah, come on.
It's crazy. So the reason I wanted to honor Leslie this week was not just because, of course, Curiosity was launched to Mars the other day, but because Leslie Maxfield was there at the Kennedy Space Center for the launch and did a bang-up job for like 3 days just tweeting and Facebooking pictures of the spacecraft on the launch pad, her standing next to it. She had videos from her own crappy cell phone of the actual launch. It was very Satellite Sisters on the spot coverage of the Curiosity launch. So I think that, and like, I can't think of anything else that better deserves Satellite Sisters of the Week than being there covering for us the launch of the Mars-bound spacecraft. So to Leslie Maxfield, you know, all the Satellite Sisters, take our hats off to you. You're doing something that we could never in a million years do, and we're thrilled that you were out there on the front lines of doing it. I just love that whole rover program, don't you?
You know, it's just so amazing, mind-boggling to think about, Liz,
yeah,
that that there they are in, you know, Pasadena, California, you know, home to Leon Dolan and Sheila Dolan as well, and they're just cooking up these long-term grand schemes to learn about Mars. How
yes,
about that?
Right. It's the long-term thing that really gets me too, Julie, because this particular program, Curiosity, they've been working on for a really long time. I think I heard on the news it was originally supposed to go up in 2009, and then there were kinds of delays, some of them budget, some of them scheduling, some of them technical. And then, you know, so they launch it this week, and it doesn't land until next August. And I just wonder, what is that like? You create this thing, you send it off into space, and then you're like sitting around for, you know, 10 months or something to see if it works at all. I don't think I would have the patience to do that. And then this particular spacecraft, I'm sure you read all about it because all this space stuff gets a lot of coverage in the Texas news, no doubt. But it's not like the little rovers before that just sort of landed with the balloons and kind of crash landed into the surface. This is what they call MSL, the Mars Science Lab. It's the size of a compact car. And so they have to set it down much more gently. So it involves propulsion up and propulsion down. It is way more complicated than the last time around. So it's just as possible this thing could like not work once it gets there, or work for 10 seconds and then blow out. You know, you can't just replace a fuse when you're that far away.
Even when I'm close, Liz, I can't replace a fuse.
And you just think those other little rovers, you know, one of the two of them is still going, you know, but they thought those were going to last for 3 months, that they would be sending back data. data, and it went on for years. Well, it's just as likely that the opposite could happen, right? That you could get something all the way there, and then one minor thing could go wrong, and you don't get any of the data that you want to get. Anyway, Leslie and your team, everyone there working on Curiosity, good for you. Satellite Sisters of the Week. And oh, here, my favorite tweet from Leslie this week was the night before the launch. There was a little picture of the spacecraft on the launch pad, and she just sent out the picture with the caption, "Nighty Night Curiosity." Oh, don't you think that's adorable? I love it. I love it when scientists can be adorable.
Liz, I have to be honest with you. Talking about this now here on the podcast, this is more coverage than we've had in Dallas all week on this topic.
Really?
Really. I mean, perhaps in California because of the Pasadena connection.
Right.
Got more coverage. But thanks to Leslie for putting it out there, because otherwise, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners, Satellite Sister listeners, that aren't as aware of what's going on with Curiosity. But now we are.
Okay. So if you want to follow along on this, the only suggestion I would make, and I have not cleared this with Leslie Maxfield, is that you should friend Leslie on Facebook, because she does do status updates from time to time of what's going on with the space program. And so if she doesn't want to accept you as a friend, I'm sorry about that. And Leslie, as you're listening to this, if that's totally out of bounds, I apologize. But anyway, I think it's great. And Nighty Night Curiosity really made me smile. Okay, so that was the big event this week that got relatively little coverage. The other big event this week that got just massive, endless, you know, end-to-end coverage was Black Friday. And when does Black Friday begin, and when does it end, and how many people got trampled at a Walmart or pepper sprayed at a
whatever. That was a nice new twist.
Yes, that was in California, right?
Yes, I noticed that was in California. California, usually they're the trendsetters in all things. So now it's pepper spray at Black Friday. Great.
I just gotta say, like, for $1 million, you could not get me to go into a retail store on the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's precisely because of all of the hype that there's no way I would set foot out there. I understand people for whom shopping is a sport. And yes. So this would be the ultimate day. This would be like the Olympics of shopping, right?
Right. It's like the Super Bowl. I mean, yes. a lot of people are staying home and they're watching the good football games on TV. For a lot of people, it's let's get up and go shopping. How fun is this? And they, you know, they go with their family and friends, and, you know, they have a good time. They get some good deals. They plan. They, you know, they have a whole game plan for what they're going to do. I understand it, but you wouldn't catch me dead at it.
Yeah, I'm very impressed when you see them interviewed on the news, how organized they are.
Yeah.
And they
have
all the circulars, and they've torn out what they want, and they know. See, here's where I would fall down. I don't know really what the normal prices are for things. So understanding whether I'm getting a good deal or not in the frenzy of, ooh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think I would really be calculating.
No, you've got to do your research. And now, yes. Of course, there are all kinds of apps that help you shop and know where to shop and when to shop and to do the best comparison shopping. So how about that? But
hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Well, I was just trying to prep for Cyber Monday. I think I might actually be holding a little Cyber Sunday here myself this afternoon because I might be a little busy at work tomorrow. But instead, I spent the last 48 hours troubleshooting my Wi-Fi. For some reason, in anticipation of Cyber Monday, I had a Wi-Fi situation. So, and you never know. This is the problem with any. This is why I love Leslie Maxfield sending things to Mars. I'm here all week. She's sending things to Mars this weekend, and I'm sitting here figuring out, is it the router or is it the other gizmo? You know, that's, and then when you get on with tech support and they start asking you, well, which buttons are lit on the router versus which buttons are lit on the modem, and you have to keep reminding yourself, okay, which one is the router?
I know. It makes me bang my head just to think about it.
Oh, and then so I'm on with Time Warner, who is my internet provider, last night to try to do this, and the guy's being incredibly nice and talking very slowly to me like I'm a 4-year-old. Then we actually figured out it's probably not a modem issue, it was probably a router issue, and of course they're not responsible for my router because Apple makes my router. And then anyway, so but miraculously this morning, it's amazing how often the solution actually turns out to be just unplug everything and plug everything back together. That's what I finally did this morning out of frustration. Like, okay, I'm starting from scratch. I'm just going to unplug everything and then methodically plug it all back in and then restart everything. And sure enough, I'm back in action.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, our mother had a, you know, a theory of technology or really anything mechanical. When sometimes when the dishwasher would go in the fritz or the refrigerator wasn't really working, the washing machine, she would just let it rest for a while. Remember that? We weren't able to, like, don't open the refrigerator. I'm resting it right now. don't put anything in the dishwasher. No, we're not going to run the dishwasher. We're just going to let it rest. And then, you know, somehow it gets a second wind and it comes back to life. Yep. Perhaps that's what was going on with you, Liz, that just your router, your modem, somebody needed a rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just don't know which one, so you have to give everybody the night off. Right.
Okay.
That's what I ended up doing. So I'm back in business. So I might be doing a little online gifting this afternoon. But well
good
see.
For you. Good for you, Liz. Now, I mean, the holiday season is now officially upon us. But I do have a cranky or cause issue that I need to raise. Now, I understand retail stores, they need to get their holiday merchandise, the holiday decorations in before Thanksgiving, because now indeed the stores are opening on Thanksgiving Day for Christmas shopping, for holiday shopping, and so they need to be ready to go. But why, Liz? Why? Why do, I mean, I'm driving around in Dallas before Thanksgiving. On the Monday before Thanksgiving, people have their house completely decorated for Christmas. The lights, they've got Santa, they've got the wreaths, it's all up. And it's all, you know, all the lights are on before Thanksgiving. I just don't get it. A Thanksgiving is such a great American holiday. It is the one holiday that we all celebrate. We can all come together. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, race, creed, ethnicity, you know, whatever you are, you can enjoy Thanksgiving the way you want to enjoy Thanksgiving. So it's a great holiday that way. Why are we rushing? Why do people, I mean, it's, why are people doing that, Liz?
Or am I just think it's a, I think it's a war on Thanksgiving, Julie.
It is.
I think everyone's all worried about the war on Christmas. I'm not worried about that. There seems to be plenty of Christmas spirit out there. I'm much more worried about the war on Thanksgiving. It's just like between Halloween and Christmas, we are subsuming Thanksgiving altogether.
But I mean, we don't do that at the 4th of July. We don't show up with Halloween costumes on. I mean, right? I mean, we don't have to rush. I mean, it's just, I mean, retailer, if you are not a retailer, if you are not selling things out of your house, why is it that you have to have your house decorated the week before Thanksgiving?
You know, I guess maybe if people are having people over for Thanksgiving, they want the house to look extra special. I kind of get it from that point of view. But I agree with you. Let's just do one holiday at a time. Just one at a time. Okay, well, as long as you're talking about cranky or cause. So this is Julie's little game where we're supposed to decide, is she being cranky or does she have cause for her dismay? Let me give you a cranky or cause scenario. I have a little bone to pick with Harry and David.
Liz, one of my favorite retailers.
Yes.
You know?
And I don't know whether this is Harry's fault or David's fault. and I have been unable to reach either Harry or David in the last 24 hours. But here's the deal. You know how our mother receives pretty much every shopping catalog ever printed in the United States of America, right?
Yes, and she enjoys every single one that she gets, too. Mm-hmm. She saves them. In fact, when I come to visit, she has a giant stack of catalogs just in case I didn't see them or would like to review them while I'm visiting.
Yes, and often she has pages turned down or notes she has made on the pages because she thinks of you as she goes through these catalogs. So it's like, Elizabeth, I wanted to show you this that I saw in this catalog. Or Julie, here you go. I turned down a couple of things that I thought might look nice on you. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of a personal shopping service she provides, as well as just general enjoyment of the catalog moments. So I was there last week, and she had the Harry and David catalog, the Christmas catalog, Holiday 2011. And here we go. On page 17, she had turned down the corner of the page to recommend to me Christmas decorations for my home. she had two things marked here. One was a little mini Christmas tree. It's an Oregon-grown dwarf Christmas tree, so a live spruce tree that comes fully decorated with lights and all. But it's little. You know,
perfect.
It's like,
perfect,
you know,
for you, the apartment dweller, and the Oregon connection is nice because you used to live in Oregon. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
So that was item number one. And item number two is three amaryllis in a beautiful little bright gold tin. So potted bulbs in a tin in pink and red. And she said, this is really all you would need to decorate your place for the holidays. Just the little tree and the amaryllis. So I'm like, okay, Mom, all right, whatever. And I take the catalog home. And then that night, I'm thinking, You know, she's kind of right.
She is right. She's right about a lot of these things.
Yes.
I know. Admit it, Liz. She's right.
You want to resist just on principle. Like, oh, I could do better than this on my own. But the feeling, you have to realize, well, I won't do better than this because I don't care enough to actually research the subject at all. And she has good taste in holiday decorations. And both of these things were very nice. So anyway, so I got online and I ordered both things. And when I called her the next day and told her that I had taken her recommendations and I had ordered the mini tree and the amaryllis, she was thrilled beyond measure.
I'm sure, Liz.
That I had taken the recommendation. So this week, I guess it was yesterday, there was a knock on my door. I open it up and Harry and David are there. Well, not Harry and David, but but the box from Harry and David of the amaryllis. They said the tree was going to come a little bit later, the little mini tree. And if you look at page 17 in the Harry and David catalog, you'll see what these amaryllis look like. What Mom and I both failed to realize is the small print in the description that says potted bulbs flower in 4 to 6 weeks. Because basically when I opened the box, what I got was the beautiful tin and then some dirt and some moss, and the bulbs are down there in there. But we are a long way from having holiday decorations here, people. So then I looked at it, I'm like, what the hell? Where are the flowers? I guess I just assumed that they were shipping me like fully blooming amaryllis. And I mentioned this to Mom. She's like, what? They must have just forgotten to put them in. I'm like, no, Mom, they didn't forget. I looked it up in the catalog. It says right here, it's just neither of us read it. Potted bulbs flower in 4 to 6 weeks. Oh. So that's not Harry or David's issue. That's totally our fault. You know, that's a shopper's error. However, the other thing that they did not have in the box besides flowering amaryllis was instructions of any kind. Of like, so how am I going to get from, you know, tin full of dirt to
So nice for the holidays.
Yes, right. Photo level. So there was nothing in there that told me what I was supposed to do. And it was mysterious to me because I assumed I should just start watering it. But
you don't know how to plant bulbs?
No, they're already in there, Julie. I don't need to plant them. They're down there somewhere. I didn't want to disturb what Harry and David had already done. I just needed to know, okay, now how much water and sun do they need to get to where we need to go? Cause these are going to be blooming about St. Patrick's Day, the way I figure it. And,
if
I'm lucky. So I call Harry and David and I get a very nice customer service representative on the phone. And she immediately apologizes, which they are all trained to do, which makes you feel marginally better. And she said, actually, we know that we did ship out some items this year without the usual instructions. That was our error. Oh. So let me take your information down and we can either mail you the instructions, which is going to be a little late for me. Those things are going to be dead by the time the mailed instructions get here. Or if you'd like, we can email them to you. So I said, yes, email them to me. This was yesterday, like about noon.
Right.
I have not yet gotten the email from either Harry or David about what
I'm supposed to do. And those poor little bulbs are just, they're dying before your eyes, right? Is that what's going
on? Well, not anymore, because I took it right down to Mom's and I handed the whole thing over, to Mom. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be traveling a lot this week and next week. So I just don't think the bulbs are safe all by themselves in my apartment. You're the one with the green thumb. I'm giving you full responsibility to coax these amaryllis to life, which of course she happily took on. But now she's extremely concerned that she's never really raised amaryllis before either. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm going to hear from Harry or David. And as soon as I do, I will pass along the word. So this is what we're doing now. So it's now an entire family project here in Santa Monica, California, just to get those darn things to look like the picture on page 17 of the Harry and David catalog. So we'll see how that goes. But
I mean, the thing about amaryllis, though, that's why people give them as gifts at Christmas time, because you really don't have to do anything to them. Liz.
That's what I'm hoping. Yes.
Yes. I mean, Mom.
I know you say you don't have to do anything to them.
We have to water them a little.
You have to do something to them. I just want some kind of clue. Like what? Am I watering it every day, every week? Is it in the sun? Whatever. Just address the water issue and the sun issue as simply as possible. And I'm good.
So when are you going back to Harry and David with your complaints? How much longer are you going to give them? Perhaps they're having a day of rest today, Liz.
Well, if we're playing crankier cause, I would like a ruling from you, Julie. Do I have a right to be cranky here?
Yes, I think you do, because it sounds like you got an incomplete item. Yeah. There's no other way to describe it.
Mainly the part that was incomplete was something that was unrealistic expectation on my part. So yes. I will totally cop to that. It says right here that they will not come having already bloomed.
But there should be some directions. Yeah. It says if you had received a food item, some fruit, they tell you to store, they tell you how to store it where to store it. So they have not provided that. So I do believe you have cause. I think you should take it up to another level. I think you're going to need to go to Harry's supervisor or David's boss, one of those two, and get the answer to that.
Well, it was about noon yesterday that I had this conversation with customer service, so I thought it was fair to give them a complete 24 hours. So we're about an hour away from me calling back and finding out, because I know that if I don't get this, Mom will start calling me and bugging me. So
right,
about
or else she's going to overwater the amaryllis. Yeah, that's one of the two.
Okay.
So I think you have cause this week, Liz, and I believe I had cause this week. So,
okay. Once again, we're right.
Very successful. I know you said you were leaving on your trip. Actually, I just got back from a trip, Liz. I had a little surprise trip with my international husband, took a trip, ended up in London, flew back to London last week. And
From London. Yes. Okay. London. Yeah.
And you know, when you fly through London, I know you've done this a bunch. Security is very tight there. I mean,
very tight. Yes.
They've had a lot of terrorists get on the plane, planes out of London, and so any plane going to the U.S., the amount of security questions you get is pretty intense. They ask a lot of questions like, where were you? What were you doing? What do you do for a living? How long have you done that? So I think we have some new Satellite Sister fans. I made some friends at the airport telling them about our podcast, but none of them.
That's your security answer? And when they ask you what you do for a living, that you're a podcaster? Impressive. Yeah, I like it.
Well, might as well talk about that.
I like it.
A variety of things these days, Liz. So it's hard to put it into one simple answer. I teach English. I'm a grandmother. I'm a volunteer. I do a lot. I have some civic things I do. But, so I just like to go with a simple answer. It's kind of complicated. But anyway, I get on the plane, Liz. I always try to board early, as quickly as I can. So I got on my plane. This is an American Airlines flight. It was code-shared, this is key information, with El Al, which is the Israeli Airlines, for Dallas. But I got on the plane in London, and I was one of the first on the plane, Liz, and I noticed that when I got to my seat, and there was someone already in the seat next to me. And I was like, how did that guy get in here so fast? Mm-hmm. So, clue number one.
Okay.
Somehow, this guy gets on the plane. I didn't even see him in the boarding area. Let me just say that. Second, clue number two, he looks like a cast member of NCIS Los Angeles. Okay? He is a very fit guy. You can just tell. He's young, 30-something, super fit. And he's sitting in his seat. He doesn't appear to have any luggage or whatsoever.
Is he in an aisle?
He's in an aisle
seat. Yeah.
Okay. Clue number two. He's very, very fit. Okay. And so then I'm starting to think, well, who is this guy? And so anyway, I put my stuff in and I get all settled in and we take off. And, they start with the in-flight service and they're coming down the aisle with the drink cart. He takes nothing. Okay, so this is clue number three. Mm-hmm. He is not putting down his dinner tray, and they're serving dinner, but he is not eating any of it. The flight attendant says, they start to serve him, and then they move on to him. So this is clue number three, number four. And so I'm thinking, so is he an air marshal? This is my, first guess that he's an air marshal. Or my other guess is he like Ziva on NCIS? Is he really a member of Mossad that is now flying to the U.S. to do some training? And maybe there's going to be an NCIS Dallas. I don't, but I can tell that he's just not a regular passenger because He is not eating and he is not sleeping on the plane. And he has a Kindle out, but he doesn't really appear to be reading his Kindle.
Right.
So he is not
wearing any noise canceling headphones.
No,
I'm assuming.
He does not have any noise because no eye patches on. He does not have earplugs in. He's
alert.
He is awake and alert, and he's sitting there. Mm-hmm. So, and lo and behold, I am not so awake and alert. And I thought, oh, well, I'll just watch a movie. And lo and behold, what's on the movie channel but Bridesmaids?
Oh, excellent.
Okay, excellent, which is just such a funny movie, Liz.
Yes, it is.
There I am. Okay, I am watching that scene in the movie where if you've seen Bridesmaids, you know they all get on a plane bound for Las Vegas, and Melissa McCarthy, who plays the character of Megan, She sits down next to the guy, and she's like, you're an air marshal. And he's like, no, I'm not an air marshal. And she keeps saying, you're an air marshal. Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. He said, no, I'm not an air marshal. I'm going to sleep. She's like, okay, I'll take the first watch. So I am watching this, Liz, and I am like, it's everything I can do not to turn to this guy and just say, okay, I'll take the first watch. But, you know, they don't have a sense of, they have a very important, very serious job.
Right. You should not make light of their mission.
No, their mission is very serious,
yes.
But I just wondered because, again, he's wide awake. He is not watching a movie per se, but he can see that I am watching Bridesmaids. You know, the screens are very close to each other,
yes.
And Megan McCarthy is...
is mocking the air marshals.
Is mocking the air marshals.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I know. So there you have it. But
I assume that they never confirm or deny. I've never had a conversation with an air marshal, but I know people who have, who have said, like, you're an air marshal, right? And they kind of just blow it off.
Yeah.
But you did not challenge him in any way.
I mean, I knew he was an air marshal. I mean, all the clues were there. I'm hoping he was an air marshal.
Yes, exactly. Like, right.
That's what we need. But yes, what is he going to say? You know, I don't think he wants to confirm that. And I have respect for what he does and I don't want to bug him, but I did want to turn to him and say, I'll take the first watch. Okay. I did not do that.
Good for you.
On another matter, Liz, I have a Diane Keaton update.
Oh,
now, let's review. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that three out of the five sisters have attempted to cut their hair like Diane Keaton, who is featured in the Chico's catalogs on the website. She is their new spokesperson for Chico's clothing.
And this was not some kind of group plan. This is three Satellite Sisters independently of each other without checking in any way decided that was the new haircut they wanted. And the three are Leon, Sheila, and you.
Right. And two out of the three sisters, I think, actually got the Diane Keaton haircut. That would be Sheila and Leon because they have good hair. And I got the Diane Smeaton haircut, as you
as I called it.
Yes, which is the fake Diane Keaton haircut because I do not have Diane Keaton's hair. Well, my daughter-in-law, Vera, really liked my haircut, and she's been very complimentary of it. And she was talking to her mother on the phone or on Skype. Her mother lives in Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. And her mother was complaining, or not complaining, but she was saying to Vera, you know, gee, I need a new haircut. I really do. I'm sick of my hair. I need to do something different. So Vera sent the picture of Diane Keaton from the Chico's catalog to her mother in Kyrgyzstan. And Vera's mother, Olga, really likes, she, first of all, she really likes Diane Keaton. She really liked the haircut and she really likes Chico's clothing. Okay. Because they don't have Chico's in Kyrgyzstan. So,
that part doesn't surprise me, really.
But you never know. You never know where it's going to be. But she wanted to see the hair from more angles before she went in to have her Diane Keaton haircut in Kyrgyzstan. But I said I really didn't think that Vera should take more pictures of my hair because indeed I have the Diane Smeaton haircut. So we have sent Olga in Kyrgyzstan more pictures from the Chico's catalog so that she can be the trendsetter and you know, just spread the good cheer to have the Diane Keaton haircut as it moves around the world, Liz. How about that?
Wow. I feel like somehow we have to alert Chico's to the work we are doing to just spread the look, the whole
look. And I think if Olga said she likes the whole look, she would like to get some of the Diane Keaton clothing. She said Diane Keaton is very popular in Kyrgyzstan, and she thought the clothing looks sort of smart and fun and very attractive. So, I'm not sure if Chico's is thinking of opening a store in that area, but there you have it.
There you have it. Hey, can I interrupt? Because I know we have other things we wanted to cover. But if we had breaking news music here at Satellite Sisters, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun kind of music, I would be playing it right now because you are not going to believe what just happened, Julie.
What, the amaryllis bloomed?
No. No, but the instructions from Harry and David came through, like right now. It just arrived in my email inbox. Yes.
Okay, Liz.
I know. I now know exactly what to do. Your new amaryllis is ready to sprout up and unfurl its spectacular blossoms in 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, thanks for that. Okay. It tells me where to place it, how much water to give it, how to rebloom it. We're good. I'm just going to print this out and bring it over to mom this afternoon and let her coax this amaryllis to life. So thank you, Harry and David. I should never have doubted. And it was within my 24-hour window. There you go. Once again, Julie's favorite retailer, Harry and David, has come through for us.
Well, but that's my boys, Liz. You know, they can do that. Well, as long as we're kind of talking about gifts, I did receive one other interesting phone call this week from my son, Will, who he and my new daughter-in-law, Lauren, were in Ohio for Thanksgiving with Lauren's parents. But they called on certainly Thanksgiving Day, but also then on Friday after Thanksgiving, they called, Will called, and he sounded really worried, Liz. And he said, you know, we've really been working on the thank you notes for the wedding gifts. And
oh, my God, they are so conscientious.
They really want to tackle them. They want to make sure, you know, that everybody gets acknowledged for their gifts, and they're, you know, being very thorough. They have a whole grid they're working on to make, you know, checking in gifts to make sure that they've responded. And Will said, Mom, I really don't understand this, but, you know, all four of your sisters, their gifts have not arrived yet. And now if they didn't send them to Ohio, maybe they sent them to our apartment in Brooklyn. And, you know, sometimes if they put it in the mail, we don't have a place to receive packages at our apartment, or perhaps the UPS guy left us a slip and we missed it. But we just thought that was something is up because.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, yes. you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free-for-a-year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Because it was all for... So he's assuming, because he gives us more credit than we deserve, right, that somehow all four of us must have gotten together on some kind of mega gift, and the mega gift did not arrive.
That's exactly what they were thinking. Yes. All those nice sisters, all of his aunts had gone in together on some big giant whammo gift, and it wasn't there, and so they didn't know what to do because they couldn't thank you for it.
In reality, of course, the truth is just that none of the four of us had gotten around to it.
Actually, I did poll the sisters. I sent out, and he was embarrassed. He's like, now look, we weren't asking for a gift. I'm really embarrassed to mention this, but we don't want to not thank them for the gift. I am laughing when I'm hearing this.
Because there's a very simple
explanation. I kind of know your gift making style. So three out of the four sisters have indicated that they, they had not sent a gift yet. And Leanne said that she thought she had sent a gift through the online registry, but apparently there was some snafu. So the fact remains that that no thank you notes will be coming to you four sisters. That's all I can say, because you have not come across with the gift yet.
I think it's just hilarious that they assumed that there was some much more complex explanation for just the fact that none of the four of us had gotten around to it yet. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing to do on my own personal Cyber Sunday. Maybe I'll take care of that today. Where do they want the gifts sent? I assume they wanted them sent to their home in Brooklyn.
No, Liz. If you had read any of the materials.
I did not. No, not a single piece of it.
Okay, everything's supposed to be sent to Ohio. I will tell you the address offline. I'll send it to you, okay?
Okay, that would be good. Yeah. All right, I will get right on that. Maybe something nice from Harry and David? maybe.
Maybe some amaryllis, because they wouldn't mind to wait 4 to 6 weeks.
Lauren seems like the type that can coax an amaryllis to life. So, no, I'll figure out something for them. They are, yes, I was going to get around to it sooner or later.
Again, they're not bugging you for a gift. It was just...
don't we have a year? I hate to stand
Liz,
on ceremony here.
But... I did check on that, Liz, and that indeed, that rule is still in effect. But as you see, the 24 hours to get response in a timely fashion, as you just did from Harry and David, is very satisfying. Mm-hmm, so just keep that in mind in your gift-giving strategy.
I think I will add it to my list of things I need to accomplish by the end of the calendar year. That would be good.
That seems reasonable.
Last-minute financial things, gifts. Okay, I'll take care of that. all right, well, one last thing I wanted to mention, because I know that holidays are also a major movie-going time, and there's everything from blockbusters to Oscar hopefuls to kid-oriented movies like The Return of the Muppets, all that kind of stuff out there. But I took Mom and Dad yesterday to see a lovely movie, which I highly recommend.
Oh,
so, yes. We had quite a lengthy discussion about what to go see, and they were skeptical of my choice, but I forced it on them because I am the driver. And we went to see the movie My Week with Marilyn, which you may have seen some publicity around it.
Because yes.
It stars Michelle Williams as Marilyn Monroe. And it's also, her co-star is Kenneth Branagh, who I love, you know, the British stage actor, who makes some movies, but not a lot. And so it's the story, the true story of a time in 1956 when Marilyn Monroe went to London to make a movie co-starring with Sir Laurence Olivier. So Kenneth Branagh plays Laurence Olivier. Michelle Williams plays Marilyn Monroe. Julia Ormond plays Vivian Leigh, who at the time was married to Laurence Olivier. And then, like, every other British actor you've ever loved is in the cast, too. Judi Dench wanders across the stage. Derek Jacobi is in the thing. It's just, but it's this very dramatic but little story about a week on this production, or a gopher on the production. The character's name, well, Eddie Redmayne is the name of the actor that plays the character. He's like a 23-year-old boy who's sort of a gopher on the set, you know, an assistant to an assistant. And he and Marilyn sort of strike up this relationship. And it's about, and so the actual story comes from his memoir that he wrote about his life and this period in his life. Anyway, it was really, really interesting and fun. I got to say, I would recommend it. It's not some big, fancy movie, though there are a lot of fancy people in it. It's kind of slow and quiet, but very sweet. And it's kind of all about how, at that point in their lives, Marilyn Monroe was trying to be taken more seriously as an actress. So that's why she wanted to work with Laurence Olivier. And she had just married Arthur Miller. So Arthur Miller's in the movie, too, a British actor playing her playwright husband, Arthur Miller. So Arthur Miller had just had a great success with Death of a Salesman. So it's about Marilyn Monroe trying to be taken more seriously as an actress. And on the flip side, Laurence Olivier, who feels like he's becoming kind of this dinosaur of the stage, trying to become more of a movie star. And kind of how ill-suited they were to work together, because neither of those two things were really going to work out for them.
Well, that sounds like a very enjoyable afternoon to watch.
Yeah, it's a good little premise for a story. It's a lot of fun. It's also very dramatic. Michelle Williams is amazing in this. It's hard to imagine how much she could really take on the persona of Marilyn Monroe, but you totally get taken in by that. And the rest of it is fun and delightful. And I think for our parents who, you know, the 50s is when they were kind of a young married couple and they would go to the theater in New York and go to the movies and see Marilyn Monroe, it had a very nice sort of nostalgic feeling for them to remember.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. A good movie to take your parents to.
Yes, okay. I would recommend it. I would go to it even on your own. After we were done, of course, Mom kept saying, oh, Julie would love this movie. I have to tell Julie. Anyway, that's my recommendation. My Week with Marilyn, if you're trying to get off the blockbuster track and onto something that is just kind of a little sweet, lovely movie.
Okay, well, if you are trying to get on the blockbuster track, I would definitely go see Descendants, which I...
Oh, really?
I saw this weekend. Now, you know, I have spoken recently that we were really worried about whether or not George Clooney was, you know, going into depression because he has been making a lot of depressing movies lately, such as Up in the Air. And then we saw that political movie.
The Ides of March.
The Ides of March. Very depressing. But this movie, Descendants, first of all, it's a great story, very well written. And then the other thing that's fantastic about it is two young girls, the actors, they play the his daughters, are perfect. They are perfect in the movie. Pitch perfect teenagers, a teenager and a 10-year-old. And it is a slightly sweet, uplifting, quirky movie, and really, really well done. So I would, it surprised us how much we liked the movie, because we were really thinking it was going to be another bummer, but it wasn't. So I would definitely.
And this is the one that's by Alexander Payne, who did Sideways, right?
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
does it have that same kind of slightly quirky sensibility that Sideways had?
It does. It does. Many of the characters, it's set in Hawaii, and everyone, these are people who live in Hawaii, and it's, they're trying to separate the fiction associated with Hawaii versus the reality of day-to-day life in Hawaii, and that real things happen to real people who live in Hawaii, even though it looks like a paradise. So it's a very interesting poignant movie, Liz. So I would definitely recommend it. I mean, it's getting great reviews, but sometimes those, those movies, I always go in with a little skeptical eye thinking, well, it's really not going to be that good, but this is very good. And George Clooney plays a role in which you really don't think of him as George Clooney movie star. You really just think of him as like a dad with, a family and burdens and, choices to make in his life. So he does an excellent job in this. So there are two movies for your holiday viewing, no doubt.
All right. Well, I will work that into my repertoire.
Yeah, I think mom and dad would like Descendants too. So when I come out to California, if they haven't seen that, I might take them to see this. I think they would enjoy this movie. It is well done at every level. The acting, the story, the script is excellent. It's set in Hawaii, so that's, it's some fabulous scenery and enough quirkiness and humor to move it along.
All right. I like it. Well, obviously there's going to be a lot of discussion about that movie because everyone's saying George Clooney will get an Oscar nomination, and maybe Michelle Williams will get an Oscar nomination for My Week with Marilyn. So, two excellent movies to go see. I tried to talk one of my friends into going to see the Muppet movie the other night. She's like, come on, we're two grown women. That would be too embarrassing.
I really want to see it, Liz. I'm going to take my grandchildren, no doubt.
Oh, see, you have, so, well, okay, I have grandchildren. That's the perfect cover. I got nothing. I'm just going to have to.
Just go see it by yourself, Liz.
Is that even more pathetic than going to see it with with a woman of a certain age?
Okay, let me think about that.
Anyway, okay. Anything else we need to add, Julie?
I think that's it, Liz. I think we're about done.
Well, next week you're on your own.
I know, Liz. Liz, you are leaving the country.
I'm leaving the country. If anyone, Satellite Sisters, if you have ever been to Buenos Aires and have any tips for me about fun things to do, I am taking a business trip there this week, which is why I had to hand over custody of the Amaryllis to my mother. Because I will be gone for a week, but
I become the TOC, right? I
mean, yes. So Julie will become the transmission operations center next week, doing the kind of technical back end to the show that I normally handle. So there you have it. Keep your fingers crossed, people.
I know. I've written down all those instructions, Liz. I hope they work.
It's not as hard as making that amaryllis bloom.
Otherwise, you're getting a Skype call in Argentina. Skype works there, Liz. I know.
Well, last week when I was in London, I did do the show on Skype. So it's possible. I know. I'm just thinking I'm probably not going to want to be sitting in my hotel room.
You're going to want to be doing the tango. I know that.
We'll see. Anyway, if you have any suggestions about do's and don'ts for Buenos Aires, you can just email those to us or anything you want to tell us about. Our email address is sisters@satellitesisters.com or join our Facebook group, which is The Satellite Sisters. Join it, post anything you ever want to post right on our wall there. And while you're there, you might want to follow Leslie Maxfield so that you can get the full updates on the Mars-bound Curiosity. So there you have it. Whew, that's a full show, considering it was only two of us, Julie.
Good thing it was only two of us, Liz. There'd be no room for those other sisters. I know they're busy shopping for the wedding, for Will and Lauren's wedding gift. No doubt.
All right. So we are the Satellite Sisters. Have a great week. And don't forget, call your satellite sisters.